Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome into the Divas Dish Podcast. I am Sheree Taylor, the Midday Diva of Magic 98.9. And usually when I can't have my co-host Elise Riley on here with me, I have guest divas. But today I have a guest. I don't even want to call him a diva because he is the furthest thing from a diva you could ever meet. One of the nicest guys you could ever meet. A generous, talented, loving soul. And he's also the cardboard cutout in my studio. I know I jokingly say that Harry Connick Jr. is my co-host all the time because of the cardboard cutout. However, someone has taken the cardboard cutout as a joke, which, by the way, is not funny, from my studio. And I decided to call up the real guy and see if he'd actually come on with me. So he is not a diva at all, but he is my guest. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, Harry Connick Jr. Harry, I appreciate you being on here with me. You have no idea how wonderful it is to talk to you, because actually I get to talk to the real you. This is going to sound insane, but inside of our studio, we have a life-size cutout of you because we play a lot of your music. It's kind of weird because someone knew I was doing this interview, so they came in and hid your cutout on me, so you're no longer in my studio.
You don't need that cutout now. You got me.
I got the real deal, exactly, because I'm like, why would you take Harry? I'm interviewing the real Harry. So I told them I'm not above tattling on them. And if you have any idea, if you have any idea where I can get another life-size cutout of you, I would appreciate it.
Well, I wish I could help you with that.
I wish so, too. Let's talk about Stars Still Shine. What was your inspiration for that? It's a sweet story. It's about you and your daughter, Georgia. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Georgia is 24. She's a filmmaker, and we took a road trip about 6 weeks ago from Connecticut to New Orleans, and she filmed it, and we aired it on CBS. It was a show called United We Sing, a tribute to the unsung heroes, and it's basically a road trip where we said thank you to the men and women who are doing such amazing work during this pandemic, people like sanitation workers and truck drivers and the folks who run the Boys and Girls Clubs. And I wrote a song to be the finale of that special called Stars Still Shine. Now, the special's already aired. People can see it on CBS All Access. But the finale song, Stars Still Shine, can be downloaded, and all of the proceeds are going to the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music, which is a incredible facility in New Orleans that I started with Branford Marsalis that offers kids, you know, incredible resources like, you know, help with their homework and coding and music lessons, and it's just a really good cause. So I hope people, you know, can download Stars Still Shine, and I want them to know that the money's going to a great place.
It is going to a great place. Both of my children go to performing arts schools, and I will tell you, my oldest son is ADHD, and the music and the performing has helped so much with that. Let's talk about why music is so important and why the creative arts are so important and why children need that for development.
Well, I think even if you're not a musician or you have no musical inclination, just like, you know, physical exercise and academics can stimulate your mind and your body, music does too in ways that are unique to music. So I think even the most basic music education can broaden you know, the minds of anyone, and not to mention, you know, you may tap into some talent you didn't know you had, and it's a great way to be creative and potentially, you know, have a new life path for someone you didn't even know had a talent. So I think it's important no matter what. So any chance I can that I have to promote music education, I do.
I appreciate that you do that. We appreciate that here because we are what we call the mom station, the listen at work station, the family friendly station. And we're also another type of station starting November 1st. Usually we are the Christmas station. We have you on during the regular year, but at Christmas time, we have you on about every five songs, from standards to some of the things from the Happy Elf, which gets a lot of requests year after year after year after year. So you bring so much joy to so many people, Harry. We appreciate what you do.
That's so nice. I love hearing that, and I just wish I could thank all of your listeners in person because, you know, each one of them is important to me, and knowing that, you know, they like what I'm doing really makes me feel nice.
Well, we love that, and we have a connection to you because we're situated. Our studios are in Greenville, South Carolina. You're familiar with Greenville because your daughter, Kate, went to Furman for a while.
Yep, she sure did. That is a great town. You know, I got to know Greenville pretty well, and I'm just so impressed that there's so much to do there, and it's such a fun place to visit. We loved going down there when she was at Furman.
Yeah, it's a beautiful town, and I'm saying you're an ambassador for New Orleans. That right there, that soundbite right there, just made you an ambassador for Greenville, too.
So I love it. I'll take it.
Hey, thank you so much, Harry. You are wonderful. Harry, thanks so much. It was a blessing to talk to you, and thank you for all that you're doing, especially for the awareness of the unsung heroes in America, everything going on with the pandemic, and I've watched your social media feeds, you and Jill. That's so fun watching that, as well as just letting people know that you're out there. And Star Still Shine is amazing. Once again, remind everybody where they can find it.
Any digital platform, any place you download music, you can get Star Still Shine, and 100% of the proceeds are going to the Ellis Marsalis Center for Music.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Harry. Stay safe.
Thanks, Cherie. You too.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of the Diva's Dish podcast. We can be found streaming live at magic989.com, on the radio.com app, and on your favorite podcast server. Be sure to subscribe, download, like us, share us with your friends, and of course, go back and listen to some of the old episodes. Side-splitting humor, and of course, some wisdom from your two divas, Cherie Taylor and Elise Riley.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.